A man in Motueka who, working in New Zealand under the RSC scheme, or the Recognised Seasonal Employer scheme that includes the fruit picking and all of that, he got very drunk one night and he broke into a house early hours one morning back in April. And this turned into him moving towards a woman sleeping in the house, to which the woman woke up to. She was frightened, obviously, surprised, she was scared, so she alerted the other people in her house. And in a statement to police, this man said he was looking for somebody to have sex with. Mind the explicit language this morning. And that he had been very, very drunk at the time. The judge has sentenced him at the Nelson District Court to 13 months in prison, and he has to be deported back to Fiji.
Immediately
after serving his sentence. And he was very remorseful and ashamed of his actions, as court reports. And he pleaded guilty. And I think that's probably why his sentencing is not as heavy, with only 13 months, which is like just over a year.
Not a good look for the RSC scheme. From what I've read over the years, this is the first case that I've read of this type happening. Unfortunately, it doesn't bode well or give a good, you know, picture on the actions of a few, how it impacts, you know, the scheme for others. When you're looking at the countries that the RSC scheme is running in, you've got Fiji, Kiribati, Nauru, PNG, Samoa, Solomon Islands, Tonga, Tuvalu, Vanuatu, and the cap for last year, November, 12,000. So unfortunately, as I said, you know, this impacts greatly on the, you know, potential numbers.
It really does. And there's a whole lot of workers who actually benefit so much from the scheme. And unfortunately, are going to be painted badly by this. And we hope it doesn't. We hope it doesn't affect them and the reputation of their work.
Well, not only the workers, but also the families that they support back in the islands. But as I say, I'm sure that this is, you know, an isolated case.